Good morning, everyone. My name is Clarence Napier, the multi-state insurance broker. Website insforsure.com, toll-free telephone number 866-901-9876. Today is Tuesday, April 16th, and yes, I filed my taxes on time. It wasn't all bad, but, you know, still had to pay a little bit. So today's podcast episode is titled, You Want It to Be a Dentist, an Attorney, a CPA, a Plastic Surgeon, an Insurance Broker, a Floor Tile Layer, a Real Estate Agent, a Roofer, in terms of owning the business, but you never thought about sales and never thought that sales would play an important role. So this podcast episode comes after yesterday. I spent about 3 hours in consultation with several business owners, and the topic, in terms, if I had to give it a headline, I would have given it a headline: I love what I do, but I never thought I'd need to learn anything about sales or sales systems or participate in any type of sales training. And this is something I've already known. I think I let people know that I used to be a Fortune 500 sales manager in Los Angeles with 70 account executives that were selling health insurance to medium-sized and large companies in Southern California. And when I left corporate America in early 2000 and started working as an independent insurance agent and spent about 8 years as a mortgage broker and real estate agent, I always thought that people that were already in business as self-employed people had some type of sales training or some type of introduction to developing people skills. Well, I think when I started my consulting firm, 321 Biz Development at 321bizdev.com, that's when I started learning that a lot of small business owners didn't have any personal development or sales systems training. And I recall calling an attorney when I was, building my consulting firm. And I called this attorney in St. Augustine, Florida. And he basically told me that he decided to work for a law firm instead of opening his own practice because he knew that he didn't have the sales skills or the personal development skills that it took to run a law firm. And he admitted that without me really, poking and prodding. And I said, thank you very much. I wish we would have connected, maybe 5 years ago. You would have a law firm that was, at least thriving right now. So I think what the moral of the story is, and especially now that this real estate settlement thing is in the works with a lot of realtors nationwide. I'm talking about the NAR settlement with the DOJ and these two people they found that were unhappy about real estate commissions. I really don't believe it was authentic. I really think it was kind of contrived. It was fabricated. That's how things work nowadays. Find some people who will claim that they're injured, and all of a sudden you have this organization that can't pay $5 billion to go to court, but man, they can come up with $418 million just to call it a day so they can still exist. But yeah, the real estate settlement really pushed me back into talking about this because as an insurance broker, I think I'm not sure if I've ever told people this, but an insurance broker can be a real estate agent. But I'm not sure if a real estate agent can be an insurance broker, because in the insurance and financial industry, nobody calls us willy-nilly. All the business that I have generated over the last 15 to 20 years has been because I picked up the phone or I met somebody in person. Social media does not work for the insurance business. I have an account, but I don't use it to find new insurance business, hoping someone will like my posts and call me. It doesn't work that way in the insurance business. So as we move forward, now it's April. Now I'm starting to get requests from real estate agents, not from my social media accounts, but I have a podcast platform that has about 800 podcast episodes. So I'm getting requests there. And of course, the number one way that I find people that I need to help with insurance, or people who want to learn how to sell, how to prospect, contact, and close, comes from phone calls. It doesn't come from any major source other than picking up the phone and calling people. And that's what I use my Instagram account for. When I see someone that mentions something, yeah, I could send them a direct message, but why? If they have a phone number, I just give them a call and I just ask them a few questions. And, you know, the majority of people kind of still think they can make it happen without developing people skills. And that's fine. That's okay. And about maybe 10 to 20% of the people want to learn how to take control of their business. And that's how I do it on social media. But I do have a database with just about every business owner in the country, licensed in 10 states. You know, I have this database. I can pick up the phone and call someone about insurance. So in closing, what's in motion right now is to call business owners. And, you know, I'm talking about their employee benefits, Medicare. Then in the conversation, I'll find out if they're looking for a CPA, an attorney, a dentist for their employer group, a real estate agent, or another type of small business owners where their ticket price is $1,000 or higher. And that's how I'm helping a lot of small business owners who are not insurance brokers like me, who have learned how to pick up the phone and call people, because we are all business owners. Then to really wrap it up, those business owners can send me a 3-minute video twice a month so that those videos can go on our digital newsletter. We have a digital newsletter that we send out twice a week, and it will be up to 28 metropolitan areas in a few months. So anyway, my name is Clarence Napier, the insurance broker, licensed in California, Washington, Florida, Georgia, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Ohio, Michigan, and Texas. Take care. Make it a great day.